Donal Healy, listen, there's a huge operation here at Ireland West Airport Knock this morning, and it's great to have Pope Francis arriving here.
That is clear. Look, this event has been 3 months in the planning, so it's great to finally get to the day when the Pope will arrive. Weather is obviously not as nice as it was in Dublin Airport yesterday, but there's a great buzz, as you can see, in the hangar. So we are actually in what's called our private aviation facility, and look, he's about an hour away from landing here. There's 100 school kids coming. So look, this is the culmination of Monsignor Horne's vision when he set out to build the airport following the last papal visit in 79. So it's come full circle that 39 years later, here we are, an airport that has handled 10 million plus passengers, the fourth busiest in the country. I think it's synonymous that he will touch down here on his visit west.
And just give us an idea, Donal, we're in the hangar here and I can see the steps there that he's going to come down on. But where exactly the plane is going to be coming in, just outside here?
Yeah, so this big hangar door that you see, it'll be like a big unveiling. We'll open at about 9:05. Steps will be rolled out once the aircraft lands. Back steps to the back of the plane, then the big steps to the front of the plane. The Pope will emerge after the media come off the plane. We'll have a welcome party then of actually our head of operations, John McCarthy, his wife and four kids will actually be the first people to meet the Pope. And then we'll have a small greeting party. We'll also some dignitaries, Minister Michael Ring, some board members, the airport MD Joe Gilmore and some Western bishops will greet the Pope. He will then, we have 100 school kids here who'll be waving flags for his arrival just to create a nice atmosphere. And after that then, Claire, he'll basically get into his Skoda and head for Knock Shrine, and he's due back here again then about 11:10. So it's a very military type operation. It'll be run 2 hours, it'll be all kind of done and dusted. But look, there's huge excitement here, and just can't wait for it now at this stage.
And I know we can see many of the bishops have already arrived, and Cathair Lig, I can see chains of office, etc. So it's a very exciting, you can feel the excitement building already.
It is, yeah, and I think it's quite unique that we're not in the main terminal, we're actually in a hangar. So there's that sense of, I suppose, place as well, that people are all, it's new for a lot of media to be reporting from inside a hangar.
Absolutely, my first time anyway.
As you can see, it's been converted into a media centre with televisions and broadband commissioned. And so look, it's all set up now. So let's hope everything runs smoothly from this point forward.